Lean Drilling Systems in Conroe, Texas runs this truck on compressed natural gas, or CNG. Lean Vice President Scott Bradley says cheap natural gas makes the company's 18 CNG trucks a good investment.
These are F-550s ordered from Ford with a V10 engine. We've had these trucks for about a year now. They've been performing very well for us.
The technologies that have made gas cheap enough to fuel trucks were developed here in Texas, principally by George Phidias Mitchell.
What has happened to this country in the oil and gas business, and particularly the independent and the majors, is happening all over the world. It's unbelievable.
Mitchell's company began experimenting with two technologies called hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling in the 1970s. Other drilling companies expanded rapidly after 2002 when Mitchell sold his company and published his methods for all to see.
If I made enough money, I want to have a public record of what had happened.
The director of the University of Houston's Petroleum Geoscience Program, Don Van Nieuwenhuis, says Mitchell deserves a lot of credit.
What George Mitchell did was took these two different technologies, horizontal drilling and fracturing, put them together, and he showed the entire industry how they could make money.
But Emily Worth of the environmental group Food and Water Watch says residents near some drilling areas have concerns about fracking, which pumps water and chemicals into rock to force out trapped gas.
There are a number of issues with the air quality effects of this practice. It releases methane as well as benzene and other carcinogenic chemicals, and methane is a greenhouse gas.
Advocates say that if regulations are followed, hydraulic fracturing can be done with minimal damage.
If, say, in windmills or electric cars or whatever it is, we have a breakthrough that's similar to hydraulic fracturing and horizontal drilling in the oil business, if we have a technological breakthrough like that, we'll see the market move towards it, and what we need to have happen will happen.
Surveys show that most Americans favor renewable energy research, but they also show that Americans like the benefits of expanded natural gas production, jobs, and lower fuel costs, even though they remain wary of its environmental risks. Greg Flakus, VOA News, Houston.